Maynard, brother and sister. Pilot Grove, Iowa, October 1st, 1868. Dear brother and sister Maynard, I have just sent a letter to Sister Stickney. I wrote it in Fulton Depot and was very weary. I forgot some things I had ought to have mentioned. I wish them to use the summer cabbage. If you have none, do the same. I am anxious to have all the tomatoes put up I can have. I would cheerfully pay a girl a week's labor to put up these things for me if I could obtain one. James thinks so much of tomatoes, and we all are very fond of them. I have written to Sister Stickney, and no doubt she will do all she can, but happened to think of a girl to get a week to help if you could find one. Perhaps it would be well to suggest to Sister Stickney to improve the chance she has in making what butter she can from the milk. Economy is the battle with them. They may not be deficient in this quality, but it is a scarce article. What about the house? Is all right there? Is it shut up? Please write to Battle Creek. We have taken back the 6 acres of land, and a building is being erected for us. We found the Institute could not pay us. They had the lumber and the land. We therefore build and let them pay in this way. There seemed to be no place for us to locate. Everything about was up very high. Our meeting to Clyde, Whiteside County, was a good, solemn meeting. Our labor was for the church. Many seemed aroused and covenanted to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Matthew 6, verse 33. And believe God that he would add all things that they needed. Many confessions were made with tears and brokenness of heart. Brother and Sister King are enjoying themselves well. She begins to understand what the inconvenience of traveling amounts to in a small degree. She finds her clothes get worn. She is doing well, is very good company, I think, makes every effort to be agreeable and succeeds admirably. We think of our home and of your family quite frequently. It would be our choice to abide in Greenville, but I think at present duty points our course to Battle Creek. May the Lord give us wisdom and strength to do all the work he has for us to perform. Please encourage Brother and Sister Stickney all you can. They will no doubt feel lonely in our absence. When you will see us again, we know not. But God grant that you may be blessed, and his prospering hand may attend you in all your peculiar trials and afflictions. God is good. Believe in him, trust in him, love him, and then you will enjoy the light of his countenance. Be of good courage. Talk faith. Talk hope. Much love to you all, especially the children who have been ever ready to wait on us. I hope these children will love the Lord. Mary Ann and Marilia are not too young to seek to be Christians. Marilia, I have noticed that you esteem yourself too highly. You think that you are bright and smart. We do not deny that this is the case. But we have noticed that you love to be observed, to be noticed, and that you are set to have your own way, are not as yielding and accommodating as a little girl like you should be to your brothers and sisters. Now, dear child, these traits in your character, unless overcome, will make you unlovely and disagreeable. The Lord will not be pleased with you. You have a pride of yourself which is growing like a rank weed, sending forth a disagreeable odor, crowding out the precious graces of humility and love. This bad weed makes you selfish and pert. Cherish love and root out this weed of rank growth which threatens to destroy every good thing. Be meek and not willful, but obedient and obliging to all. Then you will be loved by all. And what is to be valued more than anything else, Jesus will love you. In haste. Postscript. We are at Brother Nicola's. They are well, as usual. The children are very busy doing their part. They are helpful little bodies. My husband and self are suffering with bad colds. We labored very hard at Clyde, only today rest.